Libyan sources have reported more civilian casualties after U.S.-led warplanes bombed two cities in the country's northwest. Tripoli says over 100 people have already been killed in nearly 1,000 strikes by Western coalition. The U.S., however, claims the air raids have not caused any civilian deaths. Meanwhile, fighting rages on between forces loyal to Libya's embattled ruler Muammar Gaddafi and revolutionaries in the city of Misrata. Gaddafi forces are reported to be shelling the city. Revolutionary forces say the overnight attacks have claimed the lives of 8 civilians. Human Rights Watch has urged Bahrain's government to investigate the killing of anti-government protesters. At least 24 people have been killed and about 1,000 others injured in the government's brutal crackdown on protesters since February. The opposition says hundreds have also been detained and over 40 are missing. In Yemen, protests calling for an end to President Ali Abdullah Saleh's 32-year rule continue in the capital, Sana'a. This is while Saleh has urged his opponents to leave instead of heeding calls for him to step down. Protests escalated after security forces shot dead 52 people outside Sana'a University earlier this month. Hundreds of thousands of Syrians have taken to the streets in several cities to support President Bashar al-Assad. The pro-government protest follows a wave of unrest in the city of Dara, where protesters have been demanding reforms. The government has resigned as part of Assad's promised reform plan. Britain has detected traces of radioactive iodine in Scotland, believed to be from Japan's Quakehead nuclear power plant. Officials say the concentration is low and not hazardous to human health. Similar traces of nuclear contamination have been found in Iceland, Switzerland, South Korea, and the Philippines. Israeli bulldozers have razed 6 Palestinian homes in the occupied West Bank. Israel plans to change the area, home to dozens of Bedouins, into a park for a nearby settlement. 7 Palestinians were arrested and several more injured when Israeli forces clashed with those objecting the demolitions. And finally, an Iraq gunman disguised in military uniforms have stormed the provincial council headquarters in the northern city of Tikrit. More than 50 people were killed and dozens wounded in the attack and the subsequent gunfight. Several people have been taken hostage and 3 lawmakers are reported missing.